insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, as you were with us, we have reached the 14th and 15th verses of Surah Ankabut. So let's listen to these two verses, and we will be back.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فلبث فيهم ألف سنة إلا خمسين عاما.
And we certainly sent Noah to his people, and he remained among them 1,000 years minus 50 years, and the flood seized them while they were wrongdoers.
فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
But we saved him and the companions of the ship, and we made it a sign for the worlds.
Brothers and sisters, we discussed the 14th verse, except the very end of it. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. And the deluge overtook them while they were unjust. So we also explained about the usage of the phrase أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. 1,000 years, say 50 years. So we discussed why this term is used, but the apparent of the verse under discussion shows that this amount was not the whole lifetime of Noah. Though the present Torah was mentioning this figure for the entire lifetime of Noah. But he lived another length of time after flood either. And according to some commentators, this time it was 300 years. And of course, this long time, comparing the usual lifetimes of our age, is very long and it does not seem natural. It is probable that the length of lifetime in those years was different from that of today. Some documents indicate that in principle, the people of Noah had a long lifetime, and in this course, Noah had also been extraordinary. However, this shows that the man's structure lets him have a long lifetime if the situation is actually suitable. And the studies of the scientists as well show that man's lifetime has not a fixed and determined restriction. Some people consider it as a limited to 120 years or less, and more than that, which is completely baseless. And with the change of conditions, it may vary, but the point is that this structure that the Almighty Allah has created for man, it has this possibility in it. Now, by some experiences, the scientists could prolong the lifetime of some plants or some other living creatures to 12 times of their ordinary lifetime. And in some instances, if you do not wonder, to 900 years. If they succeed, they can increase the man's lifetime with the same criterion. And man may live thousands of years. By the way, it must be noted that the Arabic word tufan originally means any event that surrounds man, a kind of deluge. So, because tufan is derived from the word tawaf, and that's how this word is created. So, brothers and sisters, we were discussing about the word tufan. We said that this term is taken from the Arabic word tawaf, and it actually originally means any kind of event that surrounds man, just like the performing tawaf and circumambulation that we turn around in circles around Kaaba. So, this word then has been used for abundant water or a strong flood, which somehow covers a vast land and it overtakes it. And it has also been used for anything that is severe and much and stretched, irrespective of wind, fire, and water. Sometimes it has also been used in the sense of severe darkness of the night. But that's not the thing we're going to focus on. It is interesting that the Holy Verse says, وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ, while they were unjust. And this means that at the time of the occurrence of the flood, they were going on their injustice. And this indicates that if they had left this deed and became regretful with going to Allah, they would not have been involved in such an evil fate. That's why in the next verse it is added, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So we delivered him and the companions of the ark, and we made it a sign for all people. This was a sign. The fact that we delivered him and the companions, it was made a sign for all people. And it means that it is a gazing stock for all people till the hereafter day. Why? Because the event of the ark separated the line of the believers from the disbelievers and distinguished the righteous ones from the guilty ones, in order to prove that Noah was truthful in his statement and his people were infidels, and they did not believe in him. And the pronoun in the Arabic phrase that says جَعَلْنَاهَا is referring to the ark. أَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ, we delivered him, which means this prophet, وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and we made this ark a sign for all people. Now, there are many discussions regarding why this ark is a sign for people and what specific characteristics that this kind of ark had, but that would remain for another time. So thank you for staying with us in this episode. We are done with this 15th verse. Wassalamu alaykum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.